And so tonight I just want to thank everybody for coming, and also all of our team leaders and those that serve in the church. We appreciate you so very much. I thought we would just gather together tonight at the kickoff of our Joy of Generosity and just rejoice in the Lord in all that he's done the past year. Amen?
Amen.
All that he is doing.
That's right.
And then all he will do. Amen?
Amen.
You know, God is so very faithful to all of us. And I wanted to highlight a couple of ministries tonight that we support on a monthly basis. Let me just show you a quick PowerPoint. I think that's ready. We'll go ahead and look at the PowerPoint that we have chosen. If we could start out with slide number one. Hey, there we go. Everyone go, ha, ha, ha. All right. Then we go with slide number two. El numero. Okay, so there's our reaching, our healing, our maturing. Say with me, we're reaching.
We're
healing the hurting.
And
maturing the believer.
Amen.
Let's go to the next one. Praise the Lord. And so that represents all of our wonderful teams. Look at all those handsome and then beautiful ladies there. Children's ministry, preschool. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Youth ministry. And by the way, in youth and in preschool and CIA, we're really picking up some momentum.
Amen.
Amen. We believe that we're adding at least 50 new people this year to the congregation. And so we're sensing momentum, and momentum is just a beautiful thing. Our youth ministry, PC over there, I call him PC, Pastor Caleb. Music, sound, music. Do you appreciate those folks?
Yeah.
I mean, TV, camera, young adults, everyone, thank you so much. Let's go to the next one. We see again the teams, the usher team, the guest reception, information center, prayer cloth team, social committee. Look at that social committee there. Hey, are we thankful for the social committee tonight that came early? And someone went to Costco today, and I'm telling you, Costco is bananas this time of year, especially on a Sunday. I went to the Great Mall of America yesterday, if you can believe it, in Milpitas, to return some shoes. And it seemed literally, Ed, like there were thousands of people there. I know there were thousands of cars there. And I asked myself, what are you doing here? And I told myself, I don't know. But anyway. Wonderful things. Let's take a look at the next group of people. We honor all of you. Our E-team, our design presentation, security team. Thank God. You know, I saw a gentleman out there tonight serving on the parking lot. Aren't you thankful that your cars are safe? Amen?
Amen.
Let's keep it up there. Our Friday grocery team. And incidentally, are you ready for a good report?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Joy of Generosity. On Friday, this is just a couple of days ago, we served 65 families for Thanksgiving giveaway with 100 bags of groceries. Hey, hey, hey. That's pretty awesome. Amen. So let's take a look at the next slide. Those are various ministries that we support. Some of them are not, most of them are not monthly, but several of them are monthly. And I just thought we would just highlight a couple of them. This one really touches my heart because this is our roots. Brenda and I, we graduated from Raymond in 1977. We got married in 77. We've been in full-time ministry since then. And I was watching Brother Hagin yesterday teaching on the glory of God. Just about brought a tear to my eye, just about. But just such a hookup with the Hagins. And, of course, you remember when Dad Hagin was here over at Royal Avenue and over at Marina High School. What a blessing. But this will touch your heart. Let's take a look at what's going on at Rhema.
Will come a great work of God that will reach the entire world.
That's the reason, bless God, we're going to start a Bible school.
He had said to me in May, go teach my people faith.
And when Dad said that night, we're going to start a training center, and we looked at one another, and I said, that's why we're here.
Now we're starting Rainbow Bible Training Centers in different parts of the world. That's just the beginning.
Rhema is doing today the same thing Rhema was doing 10 years ago, the same thing it was doing 20 years ago, and the same thing it was doing 30 and 40 years ago. And that is teaching people faith and carrying the mandate that God gave to Brother Hagin, training up ministers of the gospel to bring hope, help, and healing to the world.
I'd hear him pray, God, how am I going to get this message out? How am I going to do it? I'm just one man.
Graduating class was May 75. So Pastor and Mrs. Hagen and everyone were just excited. If we can just graduate 50 people every year, that would be great.
43 years later, we graduated over 28,000 alumni from Rhema Bible Training College. Worldwide, completed first year, we graduated 78,500 plus. Those who have completed second year, 62,200 plus. Completed third-year programs throughout the world, including Tulsa, 8,300 plus.
There are over 200 Rhema Bible training colleges around this world, so yeah, Rhema's doing the same thing it's been doing for over 40 years, but we're doing it faster and at a more rapid pace than ever because Jesus is coming back soon and we've got work to do.
We are the light of the world.
We are not here to train professional ministers. We're here to train a generation that's going to take the power of God to a lost and dying world.
Looking for a new mandate. We're not looking for a new message. We're not looking for our own platform. We're looking to leave nothing undone of all that God commanded of those that went before us.
And so the work of God shall be accomplished, the kingdom of God shall be enhanced, the church of God shall be edified.
And at Rhema, we found a place where people are commissioned and commanded with the destiny and purpose of God on their lives. It was prophesied over this place many times that Rhema would play a critical role in what the Lord was doing in the last days. And so I'm telling you today that Rhema Bible Training College is going strong. We're going stronger than ever, and the hand of God is upon this place. Rhema is a word, a place, and a worldwide family.
There will and there is the rising an army of believers.
The Lord. So we've been supporting that ministry for 40 plus years. And so the seeds that you sow, praise the Lord, go into places like that so that the gospel can continue to reach the world. It is an awesome thing. And we know that the Lord is well pleased with churches and ministries that lend their support to others. Amen. It's such a good, good thing. Amen. And so we need to understand then that our giving is really an investment for eternity. You know, that's what Jesus talked about in Matthew, the 6th chapter. And we're going to look a little bit more at another video, if we could. Let's pull up the AFCM. This is Jim Caseman Ministries. And of course, you know my testimony, how that I got off drugs, and Jim Caseman was my first pastor. Amen. And we helped him just blaze some new trails in the Midwest area. We pastored several churches together, Brenda and I, along with Brother Jim. And he is a true living apostle. And wow, some wonderful things have happened. We're going to show you a map in just a moment on all the various schools and different things that are happening around the world. So let's pull up that video for AFCM if we could.
The impact of a single domino cascading into domino after domino, setting off a chain reaction, cannot be underestimated. With the fall of every domino, momentum builds. Is to be known for loving. As an international community of churches and ministers, that's the kind of impact AFCM has had in the world. Make his name known far and wide.
After graduating from Rhema in 1975, we moved to Minnesota. And as the word of faith was spreading in that area, groups began to ask me to have Bible studies in their home. These groups then wanted to become churches. And that's how AFCM began. It was supernatural. And after five churches were established and turned over to pastors, I was in prayer and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he asked me, "Do you realize what I've called you to do?" And he told me very clearly that I was to be an apostle and help churches get started. And from day one, the Lord revealed to me that the gifts and anointings that he placed within each of these individual pastors and ministers were not to be hindered, but that we were to turn them loose and let them be led by the Holy Spirit.
AFCM is dedicated to cultivating a heart for missions, nurturing relationships, and strengthening the local church while promoting unity in the body of Christ. We believe that a group of people walking in the love of God, full of faith and power, can change the world.
When we see all the countries that AFCM is involved in around the world, and we think about all that has been accomplished through the years, as a local pastor, I want to be a part of that, and I want our local church congregation to be a part of that. It's through AFCM that we are reaching around the world and doing things that we could not do on our own. When we come together through AFCM, we then are a part of something that is bigger than ourselves. And that's what God has called us to do, and that's what AFCM is all about. When we link arms together, we have an amazing impact, and that's supernatural.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, look at that guy. Ha, ha, ha. So the miracles that have happened, especially in the early years of AFCM, the Lord put in Brother Caseman's heart to get the book, Brother Hagin's books, printed in Russian before the wall came down. And he and Billy Brim and several of them went over there and they smuggled actually books in through Finland, which was amazing. They had to run from the KGB and just an unbelievable Book of Acts story. Just amazing. Well, as a result, millions and millions of Brother Hagin's books have gone into the nation of Russia. And my goodness, what a blessing that has been. Amen. Brenda and I had the privilege of being in St. Petersburg, which is old Leningrad. And we got to witness the tenacity and the fire in the Russian people. Only eternity will tell all that the Lord has done in and through Brother Caseman's ministry. And we have been supporting him for years and years and years. And so you have seed in that ground. Isn't that good to know?
Amen.
That's good to know. Let's going to show you one more by a guy by the name of Keith Hershey. Remember him?
Yeah.
Then we'll go back to the PowerPoint after that.
For the past 40 years, Mutual Faith Ministries International has simply desired to be present to help. This is exactly what our world needs, especially in these very troubled times. Founded in 1984 by Keith and Heidi Hershey, Mutual Faith Ministries was launched. This mission's ministry expression is based on a simple desire expressed in Romans chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, to see people and impart to them the love of God. Simply to be present. To be present in people's lives makes all the difference in their world. And this is the simple, life-giving ministry expression of Mutual Faith Ministries. In order to facilitate this mission assignment, Mutual Faith Ministries has established life centers, built mission centers, rescued disadvantaged children and orphans in our life homes, educated hundreds of kids in our Life Unlimited schools, rescued and restored women from Trakosi slavery, educated a new generation of Christian leaders throughout the world, provided relief to thousands of refugees in Africa and the Middle East in times of war and political upheaval and natural disasters, rebuilt life centers after massive destructive calamity, provided rest, restoration, and renewal for Christian leaders at our retreat centers, preached and introduced thousands to the gospel of God's love in Christ all over the world. And by God's grace, Mutual Faith Ministries will continue to be present, to help everyone, everywhere.
Amen. Wow, and what a wonderful man of God Brother Hershey is. We met Keith and Heidi way back in the 80s when we were the RMEI regional directors over several states. And I met Brother Keith for the first time, and just something on the inside of me witnessed in my heart that we were to partner with him, that we needed to get to know him. And wow, it's just been a lifelong fellowship for the last several years. He is a precious brother. So let me show you the map real quick on some things that there. You see Rhema on the top left, Mutual Faith in the middle, then AFCM. And that deals with leadership institutes for Mutual Faith and AFCM, and then Rhema. The red is Rhema. There's 270 campuses at last count in 48 countries. Isn't that an amazing thing? And then Mutual Faith, approximately 2,500 students each year in campuses worldwide. And that's the green, as you can see that on the map. Then AMITC, approximately 2,500 students each year in campuses worldwide. It's a marvelous thing. And I know Raul is going to be just getting back from the Philippines tomorrow afternoon. And from what I understand, they had fire over there. Amen. We read a little bit of a post from Dana Niles, and they were on their way home. Things are growing. Things are expanding. The kingdom of God is advancing for the glory of God. And we will not be hindered by a lack of finances. We will not be hindered by a lack of people going generationally into the nations of the world. The Lord is helping us, being a blessing to others. Amen? That's one way that you and I as a church are dispensing good to other people. Amen? And so a lot of times during the course of my prayer time, I'll be lifting up the congregation. I'll be lifting up all of our members, all of our partners, all of our AFCM friends, RMEI friends. Keith Hershey, I'll just lift up several ministry friends by name. How many of you know it's very important that we hold the ropes for these people and that we lift them up on a regular basis, because God has got a plan and he wants his plan, praise God, to come to full fruition in this day and this hour. That's where we're headed. Amen. We're headed to glory days. Amen. And so we don't know how much time that we have left here on earth, but what time we do have, we're going to occupy until he comes. Amen. And so we want to then be faithful right here, right now. You know, we have a mission field right here in the SF Bay Area. We have literally have a slice of the city in this church. You look around on a Sunday morning, you see the different ethnos, the different nations represented. It's an awesome thing for people to come together. There's no barrier. There's no racial barriers. There's no barriers. Jesus broke the middle pole of partition between us. And now there's nothing but peace. There's nothing but joy. There's nothing but righteousness in the kingdom of God. And that's why we are here, praise the Lord, to reap the harvest. Amen. The harvest is great. But lift your hands with me and say, I am a harvester.
I am a harvester.
Oh, glory to God. Let's pray for the harvest right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our voice and we pray for the harvest worldwide. We pray for the harvest globally. We thank you for Brother Jim. We thank you for Brother Hagen. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Keith. We thank you for Mark Hankins. We thank you for Keith Moore. We thank you for Vidar Ligard and all the people that we support. We thank you, Father, what's happening in Samoa. Oh, Father, we're asking for greater rain in the time of the latter rain. Oh, Rabasandere, Ishte, Labrandere, Besto. Lord, we're excited. We're excited about the harvest. We shout hoorahs at the harvest. We shout hoorahs at the harvest. Woo! Glory to God. Everyone say hoorah.
Hoorah.
It's harvest time. Oh, Rabasindere. And so the seeds have been planted, not only for years, but for decades, even centuries. Seeds of prayer, seeds of finances, seeds of service, they have been planted. And you are a part of my seed planting community, says the Lord. And those seeds are springing forth. Oh, yes. Much, 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 much has already happened. But get ready, get ready, get ready. Get your sickle out because the harvest time has come. It is time, saith the Lord, for not just the millions to come in, but for the billions to come in. Oh, ribasala, pray about the harvest. Oh, remandiste, amradole brandiste fanande ribe shola. Oh, ramasitea. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. It's harvest time. 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 It's harvest time for you. It's harvest time for this church. Oh, Brikistama. Thank you, Father, for the multiplication of the seeds that have been sown in prior years and prior decades. Oh, we thank you that those seeds spring forth now. Seeds spring forth. Pakalite en sanahaya. O ramakashele bre dimastole, fatongle bashile bre ndekasaya. Oh, thank you, Father, that we have a part. We have a part in the family of God. We have a part in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord, that you called us as stewards of the mystery of God. You've called us stewards of the manifold grace of God. Oh, thank you, Father, for the privilege. Thank you, Father, for the opportunities that you've afforded us all these decades, all these years. Thank you, Father, for streams of provision coming in, not only to Heart of the Bay, but streams of provision coming in for our ministry friends. Streams of provision coming in for Mark Brzee and World Outreach Ministry. Streams of provision coming in for KCM. Streams of provision coming in for Jerry Savelle Ministries. Oh, Rebasanda, everyone shout streams. Streams of provision. Oh, Brike Semanai. Mderimostaya. Londre Bastala Brata. There is no lack. There is no lack. For God does supply seed to the sower. God does supply those that will be willing to go. Those that will be willing to flow in the glory and get into the divine flow. For there is a divine flow of glory. Ha ha. Oh, praise God. Glebasara. Fire here, fire there, fire everywhere. Flames of fire. Flames of fire going into the uttermost parts of the earth. Flames of fire going into the uttermost parts of the earth. Oh, thank you, Lord. Woo, glory to God. Amen. We're not going to drop the ball, are we? We're going to do our part in prayer, amen. Our part in putting our best foot forward every time we come together to serve. Our part, amen, in sowing generously, amen. Woo, glory to God. There's great momentum taking place. Great momentum. And it's not only happening in this church, but there's momentum that's happening worldwide, amen. And so our sowing then becomes an investment for eternity. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 6. He said, "Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where rust and moth just destroy and where thieves break through and steal. but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does destroy, and where thieves do not break forth and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I read this a little earlier. This is good. Giving from the Bible is more than a temporal act. It is an eternal investment. Say it with me. Giving is an eternal investment. Jesus said, store treasures in heaven where moth nor rust does not destroy. And I like this. When we give generously with a pure heart, we lay up treasures in heaven, impacting lives and advancing God's kingdom. Amen. So another thing that happens in a time of momentum, I'm telling you, it creates momentum even in the law of seed time and harvest. You know, a week ago we talked about the law of sowing and reaping. We talked about seed time and harvest. You know, when every one of us do our part and we plant seeds of prayer, we plant seeds of finances, oh, I'm telling you what, there's going to be a return. There's going to be a return. If everyone will just do their part, roll up their sleeve, whatever their part is, when you've got a church full of generous givers, that means there's going to be a constant harvest. I thought I'd get a bigger and better amen than that. We're talking about a constant flow of finances. Breakthroughs on the right, breakthroughs on the left, suddenly from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Woo! Glory to God. Breakthroughs. Miracles, 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 miracles. Not only miracles in the physical, not only miracles in the emotional realm, but also miracles in the area of finances. Amen. Say with me, thank you that you are the God. You're the God of the breakthrough. Amen. Breakthrough on the right. Breakthrough on the left. Glory to God. Streams of provision coming down from the Father of lights. Amen. I'm expecting it. How about you? I'm expecting it. 2 Corinthians 9:6, we looked at this. We're not going to preach all night. But said, here's my point, 9:6. A stingy soul will reap a meager harvest, but the one who sows from a generous spirit will reap an abundant harvest. Amen. A friend of mine says it this way, if your giving doesn't affect you much, neither will your harvest. He also said this, you can give more than you've ever given and still have more than you've ever had. You like that? Verse 7 says, let giving flow. Let it flow from your heart. Let it flow from your heart. Let words of generosity flow from your heart. Give a word to a weary soul in this season. Amen. It doesn't just have to do with finances. So let giving flow from your heart, not from a sense of religious duty. I like that. Let it spring up freely from the joy of giving, from the joy of generosity. All because God, I like this, He loves hilarious generosity. Come on, let's laugh again. Ha, 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 ha. He loves hilarious generosity. Amen. And it's catchy. It's catchy. The spirit of generosity is catchy. Just like the spirit of faith and the spirit of prayer, it's catchy. Everyone say, let the fire spread. So always sow cheerfully, because sowing cheerfully shows your affection, but also it shows your expectation. So we're not saying bye-bye. We're not looking at subtraction. We're looking at multiplication. Amen. We're not looking at decrease. We're looking at increase. Woo, verse 8. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace, so that you will all have more than enough of everything, every moment and in every way. He'll make you overflow with abundance in everything you do. Amen. Amen. His grace is amazing, we said this morning. Amen. Standing grace. Serving grace. Glory to God. The grace of God is abundant. And I like this statement. If grace is amazing in every other facet of our life, then it should also be amazing in the area of our finances. Amen. Now notice verse 10. The generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer which becomes bread for your meals, is even more extravagant toward you. Do you like that? First, he supplies every need plus more. Then he multiplies the seed as you sow it, so that the harvest of your generosity will grow. Anybody interested in growing in generosity? Let me just quote this from the NLT. It says, "For God is the one who provides seed for the sower and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide an increase of your resources, then produce a great harvest of generosity in you." Amen. And so understand this, that our generosity is a demonstration of our understanding and revelation of God's generation to us. Amen. Here's what Billy Graham said. I thought this was very enlightening. And it doesn't pertain to you because you're all givers, but listen anyway. Billy Graham said, "Your generosity is a reflection of your affection." He says, "Show me your checkbook or your device, and I will show you what you value." Is it true? Amen. And then notice with me in verse 11, in the same context, in the King James, first of all, it says, "Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, for then when we take your gifts to those in need, it causes many to give thanks to God." I like that. That's the Passion Translation. Yes. Amen. So you will be abundantly enriched in every way as you give generously. The King James says you'll be enriched in everything unto all bountifulness. That word bountifulness means generosity. Everyone say generosity. Generosity. NLT says you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. Say it with me, I'm always generous.
I'm always generous.
And when we take your gifts to those who need them, you know what they're going to do? They're going to dance. They're going to shout. Amen. Come on, how many of you have been recipient of a blessing from someone?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, God's not done with that yet.
Right.
But what did it do for you when you were a recipient of a blessing from the Lord through an individual? Man, it caused you to shout a little bit.
Amen.
Caused you to dance a little bit. Amen?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Everyone say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And so we're here tonight, and I'm just here, just drop by for a few moments tonight to encourage every one of you to plan ahead in our giving. Plan ahead. It's so very, very important to plan ahead. Don't wait till the middle of December to say, oh, what are we going to do? No, pray.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the Lord what he'd have you to do.
Amen?
Amen? You can't do it all, but you can do something.
Yeah.
You know, if everyone would do something, praise the Lord, we'd see explosions, amen,
amen,
of almightiness in the area of finances. Here's what Isaiah 32:8 says in the NLT. It says, "But generous people plan to do what is generous, and they stand firm in their generosity." Amen?
Amen.
And so it's a challenge for us to be intentional in our giving, to plan ways that we can give. To stand firm in your generosity just means that you're building your life on your giving, not on your getting.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So Brenda and I are looking, we're praying, we're considering this and considering that. And I just believe the Lord will lead us. I believe the Lord will lead you as well. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you make a decision on what you're going to give, get your faith out.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you know who's going to talk to you. You know who's going to talk. You know who's going to come with his thoughts and his images and tell you. Don't let the devil talk you out of it.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when you're sowing, the devil comes along to tell you, what are you going to do if it doesn't work? You just flip the script. So what are you going to do, Mr. Devil, when it does work? Not if it works, when it does work. And so your generosity activates God's ability. Let's stand up, everybody. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse. We're going to look at it, the Amplified Version. I want us to say it together, and then we're going to pray and make some declarations as we look at the rest of the PowerPoint. Ready, read. "Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes. Woo, laugh about it. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never lack. It's like Wigglesworth said, my heavenly Father always takes good care of me in grand style. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Stay standing just for a moment. Let's look at the rest of the PowerPoint. Let's look at our goal. And let's shout and make some declarations. 495. Look at your name and say, nothing's too hard for our God. Nothing's too hard for our God. Amen? Let's take a look at the next one. Amen. All right, we already know that stuff. And what's come in thus far? Praise the Lord. Mount Receive. Hey, 5%. Only 95% to go. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, can you do a little money dance with me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey. Woo, thank you, Lord. Oh, for the Lord is good. And his tender mercies are over all of his works. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you called together a community of believers here in the East Bay that will not look back, that will not quit, but will keep on marching, keep on pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so we make our declarations tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, praise God, we've already prayed, we've already agreed, we've already sent the angels. Say it with me, the angels are working.
The angels are working.
The angels are working.
The angels are working.
And they're bringing the money in.
God is speaking
to people's hearts
to give money
to Heart of the Bay.
And we declare tonight
that big checks,
big transfers,
they're
on the way
for the wealth.
Of the sinner
is laid up for the just.
And we are the just.
Oh, glory to God.
Pray about it a little bit.
Glory to God.
Pray about it a little bit.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. You are the God that makes a way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You make a way for Heart of the Bay in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you. As we hear, we position ourselves to be conduits of greater finances. Thank you, Lord, for even unexpected income, for raises, hallelujah, for bonuses, glory be to God, for the wealth coming into the hands of the just, glory to God. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you for financial breakthroughs for your people. Glory be to God. And even though it may look like a big goal in the natural, we're not moved by that. You know what the Bible says? At destruction or at even potential famine. That's why we're laughing so much tonight. We're laughing. Ha, 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 ha. There's no famine here. There's no lack here.
Hallelujah.
Ha, 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 ha. Abundance in the household of faith. Ha 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 ha. Woo! And we know, Lord, you are the God that takes what we lift up to you with thanksgiving,
yeah.
And you're the God that multiplies it. Hallelujah. So the seed that you do have right now, the seed that you are currently sowing, give thanks unto me for it, says the Lord. Don't despise the day of small beginnings, and don't despise what you think is a small seed. Go ahead and give it unto me. Give it unto me with thanksgiving and with great joy. And I'll take what you sow and I'll see to it that it's multiplied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Amen. Woo. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, the Zed. Great joy. Great
yeah.
joy.
Amen. Woo. Glory.
Woo. Great joy in being a sower, and there's great joy in being a reaper. And
Amen.
You declare it, you are both. Woo. And we're not getting Bashabek.
Yeah.
And many of you have been sowing.
Yeah.
Sowing your prayer.
Preach
sowing
it.
Your finances. Sowing your service
yeah.
for many, many years. And this is the scripture. What is it? Galatians 6:5. I might have that backwards. Do not be weary
no.
in well doing. For if you don't faint, what's going to happen? You're going to reap. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're going to reap. Glory be to God. Ha, ha, ha. I think we got a ha, ha again
ha, ha.
Over that. Ha, 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 ha.
Man.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
the season
God.
Of reaping. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
And so be ha, expectant ha. Is what the Lord is saying. For I will lead you and I will guide you. I said in my word that I would show you things to come. I'm on the inside of you and I will reveal to you. I will give you ideas. I will give you concepts and I will give you insights. For this is what belongs to those who bring their tithes and offerings unto me. I said in my word that I would open the very windows of heaven for you. Those windows, saith the Lord, include supernatural insight. They include supernatural ideas. And they include supernatural concepts. So expect these, says the Lord. Don't just be a casual hearer of what you have heard and what you are hearing tonight. But expect downloads. Expect downloads. Expect light. Expect windows of light. Expect revelation, says the Lord, concerning finances in your area, in your life, in your business. For I am your God. I am Jehovah Yireh. I am the God who watches over my people. I am the God who sees before. I see it. I see it. And I want you to see it. I want you to seize it. For I'm downloading it even now into your hearts within these next few months. So pray now in the Holy Ghost and say, I receive the word of the Lord. I receive the ideas. I receive the concepts. I receive the insights. Go ahead and pray this out right now. Oh, Masite Ama. Oh, Ramashe. Do not think it strange. Do not think you're not worthy. Oh, you're worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Know this, that my hand is upon you for good. And there are no unused members in my body. So be expectant, saith the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Omri di shamaha. Ahaha ha ha. Bandeya. Ha ha. Brondaba sandala bratanda batanda bratanda bratanda.
And those evacli drosho. And now that I've got my appointment book out,
uh-huh.
and I'm making divine appointments and glorious U.S. connections.
Yeah.
So keep your spiritual antenna up. And Nebo said, and I'm going to bring people into your life.
Uh-huh.
That, Woo, divine appointments. Glorious connections. I just see it like like you're going down a road and you're just minding your own business, but you're going down a road and you come up to this intersection,
uh-huh,
and you look to this way and you look to that way, and on this way there's blessing, and on this way there's blessing, and the blessings just come and they intersect you. Hallelujah. And in some cases it's going to be people that I bring into your life that will assist you in your business, assist you with those creative ideas. And in other incidents it's going to be unexpected income.
Uh-huh.
People are going to just show up and want to bless you. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Oh, thank you, Lord, for divine appointments and glorious connections. Hallelujah.
Pray about it. Oh, Ramata. Oh, Ramasata. Ivre gandola brata kamale di dole blatande lebesho. Even as the Virgin Mary said, be it unto me, be it unto me, let it be unto me according to the spirit of prophecy, according to the words, amen, that have come forth. Be it unto me. I receive it into the womb of my spirit. And so shall this revelation grow, and so shall it grow, and so shall it grow, and it shall be coming to pass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Rabasata. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall all come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass at last. Hallelujah. For I desire to bless you, says the Lord. I desire to bless you. So understand this, that even though you are a generous sower, you can also be a generous reaper. And I desire to bump my people up. I desire them to be bumped up. I'll give you things in your life just because I want you to enjoy them. If I can trust you, if I can put my resources in you, I'll bless you. I will bless you over and over and over again just because I love you. I would remind you, says the Lord, that I have given my people richly all things to enjoy. Not to covet, but to enjoy. Amen? How many of you got some things in your home that you just enjoy? Amen. You just enjoys it, right? Well, it's good to enjoy life.
Amen.
Jesus said, I've come that you might have and enjoy life,
yes,
to the full,
yes,
in abundance,
yes,
until it overflows.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Did you get all that? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I think we ought to just raise our hands and stand up. Thank God. Man, God moved tonight. God moved tonight by His Spirit. Oh, I'm thankful, Lord. I am thankful. And I'm expecting. And I'm praying over you. I'm adding this to my prayers that God is giving the people at Heart of the Bay ideas, concepts, and insights. The eyes of your heart is being flooded with light. Woo! Revelation's coming on stronger and stronger and stronger. And things shall be brought forth. For there are some things that are about to be birthed that need to be birthed for this hour and for this time.
And time is speeding up.
Yeah.
For time that you have left on this earth, as my church, is getting shorter and shorter. And because time is speeding up, the season of reaping is getting shorter. We're living in the time when the reaper will overtake the sower. That means as soon as you sow a seed, whoop, there's the reaping. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! The season of reaping has gotten shorter. Glory be to God. Hombre, sepa cadendrita. Because time is getting shorter and the harvest must be brought in. Oh, my. Woo! So plant your seeds in faith and expect an abundant and a quick return. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, laugh
Thank
about it. Ha, 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 ha. It's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. In the name of Jesus, I speak a word of safety over all of our loved ones in Jesus' name. In all of your ways, He's keeping you. Spirit, soul, and body. The very God of Shalom watches over you to keep you in a safe place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for quickening everybody in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the laser beams of God. Hallelujah. To minister to every fiber of our beings in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.